Hello.
Hi. Any moment now?
Yes, we're missing a member.
He seems to have gone for a... A wild Zosia has appeared. Mic check.
One.
Two.
Three. Yay, we're all here. So, the Monday of the 26th of February, 2018... Podcast one of the battery pack. So, did you guys hear about the Kylie Jenner thing on Twitter about
the Snapchat?
Yeah, the yes. 1.3 billion loss in stocks, was it?
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, so her tweet apparently caused Snapchat stock to dip 6%, which is equivalent to a $1.3 billion loss.
Do you guys feel that Snapchat update is that bad?
I mean, okay, personally, I started with Snapchat last year-ish, I think.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or was it? Yeah. So I wasn't, so with the whole muscle memory thing and not knowing where everything was, I wasn't so big on that because I had just started, so it wasn't so much of a, oh my gosh, it's completely changed. I don't know where anything is anymore. But I can understand why, like, people who have used Snapchat for years now don't know where anything is or don't know how to use it anymore.
The thing with it is that it's really clear that they're trying to get more sponsored content across.
Yeah, the ads.
Before it only had, like, about, I'd say, 20 or so ads from other massive companies just showing their stuff. Now it's, like, I don't even know if they have a limit right now.
No, but rather, it's that it's right now more focused on ads itself. Because if you swipe right or whatever, or I mean left, then you literally only get sponsored content, which people are probably paid for.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Like the
friend function. And now it's ads.
Yeah, on top of that, there's ads as well.
Yeah. Constantly, McDonald's.
So you'll... Yeah, because, no... used to happen on the old updates, you'd be looking through all the stories and then occasionally an ad would come up on one of the stories.
Which was fine, right? I guess.
Which was fine. But now you have consistently sponsored stuff wherever you look. So it's in the stories, but it's also on if you, I think you swipe left. Yeah. If you swipe left, like you were saying, they're all there as well.
Yeah.
And the worst part is, I don't care about the stuff. I don't know if it's with you guys as well, but I don't really care about the update as a whole. It's the fact that when you swipe left, you see all that gossip, celebrity, oh, look, this person sent out a new picture on Instagram. Look at this. Oh, my gosh. You know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what bothers me.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, did you guys think that it was, I don't know, for like all the gossip, celebrity gossip stuff, was that so much more prominent on the older version or now has it become more prominent on the newer version?
It's way more now. Because the second, I think, first or second most, top sponsor or, like, advertiser is Daily Mail. And they're literally focused on celebrities and whatever they're doing.
True.
And you know me, I hate
Daily Mail. BuzzFeed and stuff.
Yeah, and BuzzFeed.
Oh, prominent role. Yeah. I mean, you can have BuzzFeed there, but stop trying to make it look like it's a legitimate source of news, especially if you're going to I think at least on the older version, they had CNN and I think BBC also on there.
Did they get removed?
I'm pretty sure because I haven't seen CNN there anymore.
No, because it's such a massive list that it's...
Yeah, and it's... And if you're going to have... or at least pretend to have some legitimate news source there. Don't have then Daily Mail and BuzzFeed there, because they're not... I wouldn't consider them legitimate news sources. Daily Mail is a tabloid, and BuzzFeed is BuzzFeed.
Yeah, they do have CNN and BBC on it.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
Also, I think the Kylie Jenner thing, like that topic, it's just literally for drama. Because now if you read what's happening right now, she's already posting videos on her of her babies... of her baby daughter's foot on Snapchat, so, like, it was just to get attention.
Her baby daughter's foot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
Celebrities, though.
So it's I have drama. A mark of my foot in my hand at 6 months old, so I can't say much.
Okay, but at least you aren't a celebrity posting pictures on Instagram.
I may be. How do you know?
Are you saying?
People often compare me to Tom Cruise.
Uh-huh. You and Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That sounds yeah. I just have no.
Okay.
So then, what are your overall opinions then on the update as a whole? Then,
I mean, it kind of. It's now that I'm used to it because I'm in the beta program, so I've had it for like 3 months literally, and wow. I mean, would I go back to the old one? No, because it looks really old. Like, yeah, it doesn't look appealing. This one looks more appealing.
It's like when they update on a operating system on like a laptop or something. It's the older version is, I don't know if you use Mac or the Apple software, like Mac OS.
Okay.
But on the older versions, you had like OS X Leopard and stuff. And now if you look at that, it looks really old and dated.
Yeah.
And then now if you look now at like Mac OS, I think it's High Sierra now, it looks so much more clean and sleek. And I think that's what they've done with this update.
Tried to make it more sleek, but I feel like it was also to get more money in.
That's true.
I mean, no one likes change, so... But they'll get used to it.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, in the beginning, there was, like, a lot of people didn't like it. But I honestly didn't mind the change. Because it was something new, I guess. It just made it, like, sort of easier, but sort of not, because we had to adapt to it. Mm-hmm. But, it wasn't as big of a change for me as it was for other people.
Yeah, and then did you even think that maybe it I think everyone knows now the whole 1.2 million petition thing. People were petitioning Snapchat to change it. Did any of you sign on or
no?
And then the funny thing was that like the Snapchat CEO responded saying he doesn't care.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Because I think Snapchat's entire user base is, I think, a 318 something million.
Yeah, it's shrinking. So, and then Instagram's become.
But I think it's going to start growing again. Because the thing with Snapchat is it's relatively low, things so quick, especially nowadays, because people don't have much attention span. So it's very quick content at your fingertips, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
So it's just easier for everyone to use.
And then you raised the point of everyone having shorter attention spans I think he's gone, but you raised the point. So the point was raised that people having shorter attention spans. So do you think that maybe Snapchat is continuing this sort of idea that information as soon as they can, when they get it, and then open it as soon as they have it? Or is that unclear what I just said?
So, what's the final opinion on the new update?
Sorry. So, you just said that people are having a shorter attention span. They need information and they need it now, sort of thing, correct?
Yeah.
So, do you think the Snapchat's part of the problem?
I don't think Snapchat's part of the problem. I think it's just adapting to the new ways. Okay. I think the short attention span came before Snapchat.
I mean, I think that's just the much greater topic, like the attention span decreasing.
Overall attention span decreasing. And go ahead.
No, so you were saying something?
No, I was just repeating what.
So then, do you think Snapchat is doing the right thing by not acknowledging the however many people who wanted to change
In a way, I think, yeah. Because, like, the companies should be based on what people want to do, and that's how the government should be as well. Like if someone is not buying something, let's say, like in our cafeteria at school, for example, like the plastic bottles, like, you could totally boycott it. And they would probably stop selling plastic bottles. And then if everyone stopped using Snapchat, they would probably want to go back to the old update. To the old style. But people have to get used to that. This is best for the company. And, you know, they said that it's the separating the social media part, separating the social from the media, so that friends are separate from, like, celebrities.
Or yeah.
I mean, the only thing that I found annoying, other than the more sponsored content part, was the that to see the stories, it's sometimes hard to find them for other people. You know, it's sometimes nice to know what other people are up to. So they, so in the last, well, in the last update, not update, but what they did before this, it was just in the same page. Like if you swipe left, then it would be their stories, and then the personal story, like friend stories, on top, and then separated under would be the sponsored story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought that was fine, but I don't know why.
Yeah, because now I feel like the whole, if you send a snap to specifically someone or a small group of people not on your story, you can view it easily, but then the whole story aspect has become smaller, so you have to click on their actual
image. Yeah, so like it's hard to rewatch a story after you've watched it, honestly.
Exactly.
But then again, you're forced to watch every story because the skip function, like, you're not going to skip, you're just going to like tap. You're going to tap out of it when you mm-hmm. go past a story. So it also helps with that in a way, I guess.
Yeah. So I guess what's the final verdict? Do we like it? Do we hate it?
I say it's a good step they're taking, and they can make it better.
How do you think they can make it better?
Just like make.
Oh, okay. Okay, Zazie.
Well, honestly, I mean, I think it's a good update, and that the like the look of it, its style looks good, but they should listen to the people more, and the story function should be more prominent. And rather to discover, things should not be that like visible and prominent. What do you think? So I'd say keep going with it. Just listen to the audience more.
I'd say, well, because I haven't been using Snapchat for very long, I just feel that it's a good. It makes the app look more new and more polished. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like that whole left panel is. Swipe the panel where you swipe left, the whole celebrities thing. I just feel that's pandering to basically what amounts to fake news, mm-hmm. and what basically amounts to gossip and nothing else.
I mean, there's
I don't like that being
there's there. Stuff. There's like article. There's like websites such as New York Times on there. So I mean, not there is trustable stuff, but it's just everything mixed together.
Yeah,
but I
haven't really seen.
And yeah, everything exactly. Has the same level. Reliable sources.
Also, yeah, but anyone who gets their news from Snapchat is slightly strange.
Oh, yeah, also, I just checked the Snapchat thing, and sure. The last mm-hmm. time BBC posted was on March 15th. So,
wow.
They're sort of, like, I don't know what's up.
Last year, March 15th? On.
Yes. Uh-huh. And it's the kid walking into the news reporter's room while he was live.
Yeah.
Oh, those are the funny moments in the newsroom.
Oh, but get off.
Yeah.
That's not BBC. That's the Wall Street Journal reporting about BBC.
Wait, let me check.
Because if you go to type in
BBC, I don't think there is BBC then.
Then there's Wall Street Journal, which is, I mean, debatably trustable.
Wall Street is pretty trustable.
It's Wall Street Journal, yeah. There is no BBC.
So, fact checked.
Oh, hashtag fact.
News. Okay. Oh yeah, there's no CNN either. It's called Now This.
Yeah.
I feel like there was this.
No, there was CNN.
There was a CNN before.
Yeah.
And yeah, so basically, what maybe they could do to improve is have it changeable. Choose whether you want to see, I don't know, relevant news, something's like based on more fact than it is. Celebrity gossip,
yeah.
You know? And kind of what were you saying about kind of what's your opinion?
I said that they're going forwards, you know, making new updates, but yeah. They should, like, as you said, listen to the audience more and, like, you know, try not to make it look obvious that they want money. You know, just try it, like, we know they do, but nobody wants to.
Okay, I mean, Snapchat's been because what I think is the CEO's Evan Spiegel, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So I think it's pretty obvious, like what Kenneth was saying, that they want money, especially when he comes out and says, "We're separating this from, we're separating your friends from, and we're making sure that you can get your friends, but also your celebrity." So I think they're pretty out there with the fact that they want getting money.
Yeah,
yeah.
So now, what, like, do we move on to a more serious topic or more lighthearted topic? Because so I say this was a bit middle ground.
Yeah, because people seem to get quite riled up about their Snapchats. Yeah,
true. Depends on.
Okay. Yeah. So there's something that really wasn't catching. I don't know. It felt like there wasn't enough attention being given to it.
The
Diesel. It's specific. Exactly. But it's now they're calling it Monkeygate.
Yeah, okay.
Monkeygate. Because you must have gate.
No, Dieselgate was already used for Volkswagen scandal.
Dieselgate was already. The gate is like an English suffix they put under like any major scandal. So there was Watergate, there's Monkeygate, there's Dieselgate, there's plenty of other gates out there. I'm sure someone could Google it and find plenty
of other gates. It's like a closet gate, donut gate, Blake gate,
exactly.
Nipple gate.
I'm sure there's like Chipotle gate or something. But something about Chipotle, you know, Chipotle. It's an American food restaurant.
Writers gate, writers.
Probably. There are plenty of gates out there. So basically, if anyone doesn't know, you guys know what Dieselgate was. Yes.
Billy Gate.
Billy Gate? What is that?
Guessing it's...
What is... Bill Gates. Well, that's different. So I think we all know that Dieselgate was the major Volkswagen scandal involving... Volkswagen cheating on emissions testing.
Yeah, and then the monkey.
So, So basically, it came out earlier this year, 2018, that Volkswagen and a couple of other companies, so BMW,
yeah,
and
the German ones,
the Volkswagen Group, basically,
yeah, Daimler,
the Volkswagen Group. So there was Daimler or something, the one that makes Mercedes.
Daimler.
There was Daimler. Yeah, Daimler. Sorry. Daimler, BMW, and Volkswagen, they were all paying scientists to conduct emissions. It was a weird sort of emissions test. So they were basically putting monkeys in airtight chambers and running a car in there.
Yeah, and then they were breathing in exhaust fumes for hours.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too controversial, but Germans know a lot about stuff.
No, stop. Don't ever care.
I mean, it's not ethical at all, honestly.
Yeah, it's neither.
Like, in any shape or form.
Times, but...
Yeah, so there's... Fine, animal testing, yeah, sure, okay. Sometimes, I mean... There are some, you know... Is it ethical, is it not? There's controversy over that, but... Monkeys in a cage and locking them up and then letting them breathe emissions fuel. Like... Yeah. From a car is ridiculous, is it not?
How long had this been happening? Is this new?
It came out earlier. It leaked this year, but it's been happening for a while. So they did it in, I believe, 2015. So they came out 2015. So what happened was the scientists had met with some of the managing directors of these companies. And they agreed to fund this study to prove that diesel emissions were better than they were 20 years ago and diesel emissions weren't bad for humans.
And was it proved?
No.
Did the monkeys die?
So, No, the monkeys didn't die. They were later used for tobacco products. But what's really funny, well, it's not funny, it's...
sad.
I don't know. It's sad. Intriguing? I don't know it's intriguing. Yeah, that's the word, intriguing. Is that... The car, the Volkswagen Beetle that they were using to test was actually rigged to produce lower emissions as well.
Wow.
And then the companies refused to pay the scientists group because we were definitely not good for you.
That's
okay.
Yeah. So
I mean, honestly,
also, Searching up Monkey Gate on the internet doesn't work because it just links to a cricket article about someone calling someone a monkey.
Yeah, that's not surprising. that's sports for you.
No, does it? The second one, Monkey Gate doctor says car firms. Third one, Monkey Gate evidence emerges.
Ooh, Google at your fingertips.
Yep. Oh, it's some Australian thing, kind of. But honestly,
Australians are quite famous for their cricket insults.
It's not really a debatable topic. Germans are
quite famous for their... Not gonna say more. Let's move on.
No, but what do you guys think about, like, removing the monkeys? Because that's obviously not ethical, and no one would say it's good. Like, the emissions...
Yeah, but the thing is, some, like, people test on mice as well, don't they? Aren't so is that ethical?
As in mammals.
Mice are also mammals, I'm pretty sure.
They are?
Yes.
Okay.
So a big animal. I'm pretty sure mice are mammals.
Then a big animal.
Yeah, because I think monkeys have, like, mice are mammals.
Like, pre-humans, basically.
Yeah, scientifically, yes. I don't know what people believe, but it's up to them. But scientifically,
at what point do we draw the line between which animals we test on or what we test on?
Because this was legal. By all indications, the testing they were doing was completely legal. So there wasn't anything legally wrong with it. Ethically, yeah. Definitely. Legally, not.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, but where do we draw the line ethically?
I'd say bugs and, like, rats are fine. Rodents. Well, then anything bigger than, like, primates, no.
Because then the counter argument would be, like, we have to test on primates because primates have, I don't know.
Human properties.
Similar capabilities to humans.
Similar lung capacity or similar lung types to humans.
But then what?
And if we want
to test on slaves and humans.
Slaves?
I mean, literally. You could just take a step, one more step from monkey to human and then find humans who are cheap on testing. Yeah, but then it becomes
illegal. And that's then illegal. They'll have to do it under, like,
yeah, underground. Yeah, but we're drawing the line right now.
Okay, so you're suggesting we kind of... Yeah, hypothetically, we're drawing a red line at nothing... I think Desi said it, but no more than rats or mice. Nothing more.
I'd say no more. But then why should we allow rats and mice? Don't they have feelings?
Exactly. That's what I'm
But then there's no other way to test. Like, should we be testing on humans and taking the risk factor that they might die from it?
And the thing with monkey, And the thing with monkey is they also tested on humans, by the way.
They did? This one?
Yeah, they did. They asked 20 human volunteers.
Wasn't it illegal? They didn't just say it was illegal.
No, I said it was completely legal.
The human like, part as well?
No. Forcibly forcing someone to do this is definitely illegal.
But they said yes.
They were volunteers, yeah.
Did they get paid a lot?
I'm pretty sure they did. I don't have a number, and I don't think the company would leak a number, but I'm pretty sure they got
it. And the weird thing is, like, their lungs are clean, and they're tubigated. It's, like, really weird and gross.
Yeah, but the thing is, the data showed that the diesel they were using, the diesel fumes that they were coming out was worse than a 20-year-old engine from 20 years ago, the fumes from a 20-year-old engine.
Yeah.
So the evidence showed that... what they were doing was worse than if they had done it 20 years ago, after the fact that they used a car that was cheating.
Yeah. Why would they use a car that's cheating in the first place, though? Like, isn't it a private study?
Yeah, but I think this was before... Hold on.
It could have also been, like, the...
Yeah, so... Okay, so... Sorry. Yeah, so just to clarify the timeline. So the Dieselgate thing... basically happened on the 3rd of September 2015, the Environmental Protection Agency of the United States threatened to decertify Volkswagen's diesel cars.
Yeah.
Based on some its own testing that it had done and found that Volkswagen's cars were suspiciously giving out more than they had shown in testing, which forced Volkswagen to admit it cheated.
And then they recalled.
Then Volkswagen admitted that 11 million cars were involved. Yeah. But the thing is, the Monkey Gate study, where they used the monkeys, was sometime in May 2015. So this was before the EPA had figured it out.
But did the companies give the cars to the research facility, or did the research facility get their cars themselves?
No, it was a finance study by... by BMW, Volkswagen, and Daimler.
But then again,
were they given the car?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, right? The thing with the car is, the company doesn't choose when it needs to release. The car has its own system that when it recognizes through some algorithms, like that the pollution would be tested on, that it turns into more economic.
And no, isn't that constantly? Isn't it constantly showing that?
No, because what they would do, they'd check it at certain, like certain RPMs or certain tire rotations, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So basically, Volkswagen had installed a device in the car that
near the exhaust.
Was able to read the certain variables that basically told the car, the computer that the car is being tested. So basically, it could monitor like stuff like even the position of the steering wheel, and adjust the engine power so that the engine itself didn't produce as much. I guess it's nitrogen oxide.
Yeah, NOx.
Yeah, nitrogen oxide, yeah. NOx. So in a laboratory setting, it was producing enough nitrogen oxide to meet the standards, nothing more. But then when these cars were just driving around normally, they were producing up to 40 times as much.
Mm-hmm.
So 40 times over the legal limit.
Yeah.
So the engine. Yeah. So basically, Volkswagen lied about everything, and then they.
Pretty dreadful.
But then again, do you think the heads were directly involved? Because I don't think they would be told about a study that's going on. Like someone low made this decision, or did the heads, the CEO and the other CEOs, were they involved?
Well, the chief scientist on the who was commissioned to do the study. He said that he met with representatives from each company at the same time, so they would have known what was happening. You don't.
This is for the monkey thing, or the
yeah for the monkey thing. Yeah, he said the chief scientist was doing with the monkey. Sorry, he said that the company would have known that they were doing this test. It wasn't like a thing that was planned from some branch somewhere in the world. It would have been from like I guess headquarters that they would have.
It was just, honestly, just frosting on top of the cake that, like, totally blew it up. The last straw, you know, the monkey thing?
Yeah, the thing with the monkey things, I feel like it didn't get enough attention in this.
Yeah, it was really, like...
It was there, and then it was gone. Because Dieselgate was there for...
A long time.
A long, long time. It took place over, like, 2 years.
Yeah, I watched a really interesting Netflix documentary from a show called Rotten, where they talked about it, which I recommend to everyone. Mm-hmm.
About Dieselgate?
Mm-hmm.
What did they say?
Well, it just it's a really good show, honestly. It like shows all these controversial topics, like the honey industry, peanuts, and then there was one about the cars.
What did they say?
Well, it just showed all the opinions. Oh, okay, no, never mind. It wasn't the show Rotten. It was called Dirty Money. It was talked about how this dream of Volkswagen and how it all went down road.
Yeah. Fun fact, Volkswagen got fined around $25 billion.
That's not surprising though.
Yeah, but the EU still hasn't fined.
Wasn't it $4.3 billion in penalties?
No, it was $25 billion in the end.
In the end.
$4.3 billion was the cited number, but I saw that number as well, but it's apparently 25.
Because a bunch of people like privately sued them as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Volkswagen admitted that they were guilty about this, so like a court case.
Yeah, they pleaded guilty, so that's why.
Yeah, they did plead guilty. But the funny thing is, the EU still hasn't fined Volkswagen anything.
Mm.
So this $25 billion comes from the US only,
EPA.
Nothing from the EU.
Let's keep in consideration, Volkswagen is the biggest car, well, not manufacturer. Like there are the most Volkswagen cars in Western Europe, which is quite a lot.
Yeah, the Dieselgate thing affected about 8 million European cars.
Because it is the second biggest car manufacturer.
In the world?
Mm-hmm, I'm pretty sure.
But then you have to remember that Germany's industry as a whole relies on cars, kind of, is that right, I think?
I'd say cars like is like one major? Of the main thing, the things they are most renowned for.
Yeah,
exactly. And so you, I don't know what sort of link there is, but I'm not going to propose anything. But I just think that the EU should have been a lot more strict on Volkswagen's punishment for.
Well, they might still come in, but I
doubt. Yeah, because no, because I heard that they were just going to push sort of nudge Volkswagen to what's it called?
Reparations?
I can't think of the word, but just compensate customers.
Oh.
But I don't think they're really going to do that. It's Volkswagen.
Yeah, because it's not only Volkswagen. Like, it was companies owned by Volkswagen as well.
Yeah, so it was Porsche, I think. Yeah. There was a claim that Porsche was also cheating. But there were a bunch of other companies as well.
I think just...
Audi as well.
Audi. Any company in correlation with Volkswagen. And they own quite a few companies.
Yeah. But Trinum.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just reading that the European Union did make tougher rules for in the parliament.
They made rules, but they still have...
from selling cars with a toxic pollution.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a major thing. They didn't have tougher... They had rules, but they didn't inform... They weren't tough enough. They made rules, yeah, but they haven't fined Volkswagen.
Then.
Yeah, but they haven't actually fined Volkswagen for anything.
Yeah, fine not.
Yeah, but that's like...
I mean, it brings in a lot of cash to Europe.
Volkswagen?
Like, it has a lot... I'm pretty sure where it's manufactured, the cars, I'm pretty sure it's in Europe. Or do they...
Yeah, they make them in Germany, I think.
Some in Germany, but I think a lot of them, like, especially since it's cheaper in China and Asian countries, a lot of them are moving there. And also, they're big. They're getting, like, those markets are getting quite large. So
yeah, those two. Those.
No, they're made in Germany. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wolfsburg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And some in Brazil and America.
Yeah, but I guess America's for the American market and Brazil's for the South American market. So.
Yeah, and then Europe,
but I think like Asia is their biggest like future market.
Well, Asia as a whole is growing anyway, so
yeah, India.
It would India for China. Example, yeah, that it makes China especially as well, you know.
Yeah, they've got massive market.
They've got a massive, and the funny thing is they're all these like knockoff brands.
Yeah, and like when the actual company shows through them, China, the Chinese government, like, no, they don't look anything alike.
Flattery is the best form of, what's the quote going? Flattery is the best form of, copying is like the best form of flattery or something.
Imitation?
Imitation is the best form of flattery, that's the word. I always forget the quote when I need it the most. So then the final verdict on the Monkeygate, it's unethical.
100%.
Yeah, but then I think this was already discussed, where do we draw the line?
Rodents.
But why rodents? Why not?
Because we don't have such a connection to them, that's all I can say, honestly. Because we need a test on something.
Do we, though?
Do we not,
Can't
though?
Can't we do, like, artificial Can't do robots. Stuff?
Robot. I mean, the robots aren't built that way.
Yeah, the thing with robots is we haven't gotten to the point where they have human DNA, human proteins, human immune system.
That's like artificial lungs, but they don't work in a robot, really. So,
but if we want to make it really dark, we could say people who are suicidal.
What?
That's
why I said if you want to make it really dark.
Yeah, let's not even go
there. Claire, I don't agree with that. So that's
I don't agree with that. No, I definitely don't agree with that. I'm just saying a very bad solution.
Will you not?
Not even a solution.
That's just something that should never be discussed.
Suicide?
Yes.
No. Testing things on suicidal people.
On humans.
Well, the thing with humans is they because for example you have tests for a new drugs, medical drugs. Yeah. So after they created and they tested on, I don't know, rats or stuff. I guess they tested on rats. Because then they have to test it on humans to make sure it actually works.
Yeah.
And these humans aren't forced to do it. They're volunteers. They put out the companies would be like, we're looking for 10 grown human people. I don't know, depending on the specific. Yeah, that's the specificity of the drug. So it could be targeted specifically towards males or females. We're looking for 10 grown males or 10 grown females to come in and test this drug for us, you know? So then that's completely legal. But is it ethical then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
But then there's a risk. Why don't you agree that it's ethical, though?
To test on humans?
If you're testing. Yeah, voluntarily. Humans who have said, yeah, okay, test on me.
I mean, testing, if it's harmful to them, if it can be even harmful to them, like, that's just weird.
That's the risk with everything, though. The medication you take had to have done some sort of test to make sure it wasn't harmful to you when you used it specifically.
Yeah, but there's a lot of animal tests done before that as well with the rodent.
Exactly, but the rodents aren't humans, so wouldn't you agree that without a human test at least once that we would know the full effect of the drug?
But then if it wasn't tested on humans? Scenario, honestly, because if there's such a big difference between testing on a rodent and a human in this scenario with a Volkswagen, like, is there a difference?
Yeah.
Like, can you see differences in the lungs? Like, will a rat react differently than a human? Like, is it helpful to test with a human? Because if it is, then okay, maybe after a lot of like discussion, but otherwise, go lower, obviously.
Yeah. So it's an ethical thing.
So I vote ethics.
So what's your position?
Mine.
Again? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just discussed it, but.
Yeah,
I said that you shouldn't be using humans only. You should be using rodents, let's say, never monkeys and stuff like that. But you should only use humans if it's beneficial. Like if the rat isn't enough, like if it's very different results and the rats are not applicable, the rats results or let's say the rodents results aren't applicable to humans, then humans may be tested after a lot of discussion happens. But other take the risk.
But what if these humans want to take the risk? Be like for science or
in this scenario, do other animals will other animals produce the same results that are applicable to humans?
Not necessarily, because animals are different. Well, animals
but let's
have
say
a different.
They are,
yeah.
But if they the are, same. If they are the same results, then I think it shouldn't. And I think they shouldn't be allowed to.
Because you can never be sure with animal testing versus human testing what different results the animals will have. Animals can have 97% of human DNA or whatever, but that 3% could still change. And even with the 97%, the actual response that the animal body has versus the human's body could be completely different.
I mean, this is sort of like the discussion about aided suicide, assisted suicide.
How?
Like, in a way.
How so?
Because...
Oh, it's like playing God.
Sure. Like, let's say Frankenstein as well.
Yeah.
All right, my English class.
Frankenstein. English! Yeah.
Like, should we be allowing people to do this? Like, if it can be so harmful to them?
I mean, the thing with... I mean, I understand your point. It's just that I feel that if anything, if we want, because the other point is, if you're not testing on humans, how do you know that the thing you're going to release, I don't know, in this situation, say it's a drug, how do we know that it's not going to affect the population at such a degree that they're going into multiple organ failure or whatever in the street?
You don't, honestly.
But isn't that in itself unethical?
Well,
because then you're causing hundreds and thousands of people to go into multiple organ failure on the street, for example.
It's impossible for it to be completely ethical, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's like...
Because there was this... sorry, kind of...
Well, it's just like, we either don't do it or we do it a lot. I mean... That's a really bad explanation.
We do it or we don't do it at all.
Please expand on your train of thought.
So, like, you either don't do any testing because, you know, then it's ethically right. But then in the long run, if you want to come up with vaccines or anything like that, you don't want to risk it on humans.
And you bring up a really good point there about not risking it on humans, because I watched a BBC documentary on there was a specific drug test that they were doing, and it went horribly, horribly wrong. Where people like lost limbs and stuff because the reaction that they had hoped in the humans, just to make sure it wouldn't cause adverse effects, they basically went into multiple organ failure, which is when your organs start shutting down. But so they had tested it in rats and stuff, but they tested it in animals, as you do for most drugs, or pretty much all drugs, I guess, when they're created. And there wasn't anything to suggest that these animals had any adverse reactions. But then they tested it on humans, and these humans went, they had to go to an ICU and stay there for like a couple of weeks while they recovered.
What?
And so, Zosie, but the thing you're saying is that the animals had no problem with it. So they were fine. And these animals had similar DNA to the similar DNA structure to humans. But had we not tested it on humans, willing participants, people who were saying, okay, I want this drug to be tested on me. And even in the documentary, they were the people they were interviewed in the end, the people who had survived.
But it's only it's honestly scenario based. And then referring to your vaccine stuff, like with medicine, like if you think about it, there's always side effects, even some great ones. So they will, like, they can, if they know that the side effects are minimal and that it's not going to cause death, then they will release it. They will try to stop the side effect and that to try to develop the medicine from not having that side effect, but they will still release it and just give a disclaimer.
Yeah.
No, legally, I don't think they're allowed to release anything without having it undergone human testing.
Well, there are studies, obviously. But those humans are aware of the side effects.
Also, I just want to say how like broad the Volkswagen Group is, because Volkswagen Group owns Porsche, Volkswagen, Bugatti, Lamborghini, Audi, Mini, Skoda, Seat, and I think BMW as well, which includes Rolls Royce. If like that makes a lot of percentages of the car on this planet, and imagine how much damage it would have done. Just because they decided, like, no, they're going to hide it.
Yeah, so there was basically a study on the effects of Dieselgate, and the study concluded that about 50 people will die, as a result, direct result of the extra emissions going into the air. 50 people.
Yes.
50, by the way. Who will die prematurely because Volkswagen was not... and was criminally negligent in making sure their cars were at least somewhat better for the environment.
Also, I'm pretty sure BMW isn't a part of the Volkswagen Group.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, because it's Bentley. Sorry, no, because
you're meant to be our car.
I said I thought it was, but it's not. But was BMW? Yeah, because BMW Group includes BMW, Rolls Royce, and Mini.
Yeah,
but yeah, I said. You said Mini as well. Yeah, I meant. I meant Bentley.
Good guy.
Okay.
Good guy. Okay.
So that's so kind of just how many actual car companies are owned by Volkswagen? Because you said the names, I don't remember exactly how many. Eight.
Yes.
Okay. There you go then.
But eight we're companies. Not sure if all of them were.
I think I know for a fact that Volkswagen definitely, Audi, and there was allegations of Porsche, but those were sort of...
I mean, Audi, Bentley, Bugatti, Lamborghini, Porsche, Seat, and Skoda are owned by Volkswagen.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And those are all big companies.
Yeah, they're all like
Skoda, well-known. Seat, Audi, Volkswagen. They're like mass producing car companies. All the rest, you may see less, but still produce quite a few cars.
And people have heard of them, so they're not like some unknown company.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
I think that topic is well discussed.
So let's move on to a lighter topic.
which is
very light trivial.
Cats versus dogs, classic. What do you?
I'm a dog person, just so you know.
Yeah, same. Okay, I take the dog on that one.
Can I'm also a dog person because I'm allergic to cat fur.
Oh.
Wow. So you're a dog. Are you a dog person solely because you're
No. I just like dogs because I'm more
Keep your argument.
I just like to play around and stuff.
Okay, kind of save points. Why do you like dogs more? Try to be as unbiased as possible.
Yeah, there we go.
They're more playful. Dogs.
Okay.
I mean, like, you can go outside with them. You know, you can teach them tricks and stuff.
You can teach cats tricks.
Yeah, but it's harder. And you've never heard someone.
Have you ever had a cat? Tricks. Have you ever had a
no.
cat?
No.
Pardon?
No.
But well, then.
I know a bunch of people who have cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to their houses and I can't really appreciate. I do like cats. They're soft and cuddly and
they're more friendly, quiet.
Like at our friend's
they're
house,
much more quiet than dogs.
Cats, yeah, I agree. They're much more quiet. They're smaller.
They don't protect the house that much, though.
Yeah, they bring mice to the house.
Well, no, they a lot. No, they don't bring. Oh, I was like in that way. Yeah. They hunt mice.
Some cats do.
But that can be helpful.
Helpful. Well, too.
If you have a rat infestation. If you have a rat infestation in your house, then yes. But then you're much better calling off. You're much better off calling an exterminator. Yes. To be honest.
Well, that's exterminator. Not everyone. That's the ethics in that is a totally different.
Here we go again.
There
you
go.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. But then again, do you want your cat bringing a mouse or a bird?
A dead
to your mouse. A dead mouse.
Dogs are hunters as well.
Yes, but they don't bring it back.
Dogs have been more domesticated than cats have. Cats still have the whole. I don't know, because they're related to lions and tigers.
Dogs are wolves, so.
Yeah, but I think dogs have been more domesticated than cats have.
Yeah, because there's just been more, like. The easier to train, I guess.
But the thing with cats is they're quite, I guess, low maintenance. You don't have to worry about them so much.
Yeah, cats are much. They don't need that much space. Cost less money.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't need to walk them every night. And day or evening.
I mean,
their own thing. They're solitary animals, I guess. Yeah, exactly. They're solitary, I guess.
Yeah, but I just prefer dogs because they're more. Upbeat.
Playful.
Playful, yeah.
So
it's fun to finally have something to like.
Man's best friend.
Exactly.
Another person, though.
Yeah, that's exactly why there's the whole this debate.
It's like Android versus
it just depends
Apple.
On the person.
Android versus. Android versus Apple is more based on technology and what you, I guess.
But
prefer.
Same as the cat and dog thing.
Yeah. But it's technology, one is animals.
Because you don't use a cat or a dog every day.
Yeah.
In terms of utilize it.
Well, have to be with it. You have to walk it.
Yeah, but you don't use it. You don't do things with it. You kind of... I do things. I mean, you don't, check your email on it. Or, I don't know. See, the thing with Android versus Apple...
check your email on your cat.
Hashtag whatever. No
animal abuse gate.
That's yes. Bought up by the battery pack here. No, but Android versus Apple thing is basically a thing with technology. So, do you find either Apple's products even? But I think it's mostly on software, not so much product. Products is a different thing, but because product is Samsung versus Apple. But the thing with Apple versus Android is iOS or Android is basically the debate.
Yeah.
So do you prefer iOS, the operating system of iOS or the operating system of Android?
Well, then isn't iOS as well as don't MacBooks run iOS?
No, MacBooks run macOS.
Oh, well, okay.
It's a different thing.
Okay. But you can use for if you have an Apple phone, it's much easier for you to have a MacBook, like the connection thing, the airplane, everything, or whatever.
Yeah, so
but an Android doesn't have that type of variant. because Microsoft doesn't sell phones anymore that often.
Yeah, and that's why people, I guess it's what they call, it's what's called the Apple ecosystem, where everything in the Apple, everything Apple has made connects to one another. So, like, for me, I have a Mac, and so what I can do is I can, because I can get my messages on my phone, but also my message on my laptop. I can copy and paste between my laptop and my phone.
Easier to connect it's your so much easier. Phone and all the devices Apple has made, like the iWatch and Apple Pen.
Yeah.
Pencil.
But I honestly, this is biased, but I think it's much, I mean, never mind, this is pro, and I'm totally pro-Android. I don't know, what are you guys?
I'm pro-Android.
I'm in the middle, because I used to have a Samsung before, I really liked it, but now I'm
an Apple. Do you like your iPhone more? Nice.
No, the thing is, I used to have like a four-year-old, it's now so that's 4 years old. But the thing, it was really, it worked the way I wanted it to. Like, it was like more raw brute power.
And much cheaper.
Whereas Apple, it's cheaper. It's whereas Apple is like really refined. You know,
Apple's like really refined. They take their time with what they do. They might not bring it out first to the market, but they take their time and make sure it's done.
Well, I'd say Samsung does the same thing.
Apple Samsung is like German engineering, and then Android is more like British engineering, because the British. Well, actually, this is a bad comparison.
This is a very bad comparison.
You just say Apple and Android. Android isn't a phone producer.
Android is an open source software. Like
software wise.
Oh.
Fine. If we say Samsung, right? Samsung's more, they get the job done. And now, like my phone, especially nowadays, I feel like they're very closely comparable to iPhones. But back in the phone that I had, it was really raw and it would just do whatever I said. Mm-hmm. It wasn't particularly good looking, but it did whatever I wanted phone. It to.
But that compared to an iPhone, I don't know, 4, they look the same.
No, but with iPhone was that. And also, the thing with iPhone is that the whole craze behind it, the whole group behind it, I just don't like it.
It's
neither do I.
I wouldn't consider it snobby, it's just
I would.
Super, it's a lot of brand loyalty, is what it is.
It's very is,
it's
honestly.
It's extremely
loyal. And you have to admire the company for that.
Like, the people just are falling in love with it, and then they hate everything else.
Yeah, it's like...
And then Android is so much more diverse, because there's so much Android options, and from every country, honestly.
Fair enough.
It's such an easily usable operating system.
Well, iOS is as well, once you get...
other phones can't use it, only Apple.
Yeah, because iOS isn't open source.
Yeah.
Android is open source, and anyone can set it up.
Why isn't iOS open source?
Because it's exclusively for Apple products.
Yeah, but why do they make it open source?
Money.
Yeah.
Money. And the fact that I guess Apple took the executive decision to decide that it would be better if they developed it by themselves rather than have it open source. Which, I mean, is debatable in itself.
I like both companies, just like, because they... if we don't talk about companies, it's like even BlackBerry, you know, they all served a different purpose. BlackBerry. Apple is like really refined, it's like sleek, it's made for like everyday use, but also to be like efficient. Yes.
Okay. Yes? BlackBerry had its separate operating system, FYI.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. BlackBerry was more for office use and work.
That was
use.
Fully office, yeah.
BlackBerry used to be the iPhone of the good old days,
The presidents had it and stuff, like
everybody had it, and then it couldn't adapt anymore once the iPhone came out.
Well, now it's sort of coming back with the key one.
Yeah, but I don't think
once
a company dies, it doesn't really come back.
Like Sony.
Sony's still in the cell phone market.
I read a quote today. It was like one of Sony's marketing chiefs was, so Sony bought out like 4K video and I think
OEM. No, but Sony's huge. What are you saying?
No, we're talking about the phone.
No,
market.
In their no.
And then Sony Mobile.
The phone market. Yeah, no, because they bought out. They introduced so many things to the market first as the first company ever. Yeah. They bought out like 4K video. But then I remember reading the quote. Sony's one of their marketing chiefs was. He said it was like very frustrating to Sony as a company that we bring out these new products first.
Yeah.
But then the other companies do the same thing a couple of years later, and they generate much more interest.
Yeah, because that's just the fan base.
That's just that's the fan base. They've made this huge like follower base, I guess, these brand loyalists, and they generate the whole interest, you know.
But I think like if my first phone wasn't an Android but an iOS, then right now it'd be full iOS. That's like also vice versa. Like it really just depends how you're raised, honestly.
Because
which side you join?
Even like
OnePlus,
that the phone that Zosie uses, they're like coming up. They're like
they're a pretty good company. Yeah.
Yeah, they're cheaper than Apple and Samsung, I think. Much. Right, Zosie?
Yes.
And then they offer the same function. So then people just do a little bit of research and find these companies, then they tons. Okay,
that's why Android. Cool. That's why I like Android. And it's much more developable, Android.
Yeah, it's more...
Like you can do a lot of stuff.
Like it's if a company easier wants for new to people it, to like, work with.
Yeah.
Like developers and...
Developers stuff. Much.
Like, it offers more creativity.
Yeah, there's more options for customization. Which some people like, some people do.
Yeah, because as you were saying, if you had used iOS as your first ever phone, that you would be in iOS now.
Probably, because I wouldn't have changed.
But see, before I got the very old...
I know.
I think Nokia used Android, I believe.
No, that's... it depends.
Or did they use their own operating?
Well, Nokia...
They use Windows.
No, they use Symbian.
It's very obvious.
Sorry, especially... Asha.
Yeah, it was Asha. Never mind. Sorry. But I was saying that
Symbian as well.
Yeah, but I used to use a Nokia Asha. It was terrible, but you guys used to make it crash all the time. It was so sad.
It wasn't us. Oh, actually, it was us.
It was entirely you.
No, it wasn't me. It was someone else.
A switch from iOS and Android. Like those type of switches, and
those are hard to do.
No, but then switching from Asha or whatever it is, or I mean a Nokia phone, which is very different to an iPhone. That's like a big difference. Like you would have felt the difference even if you chose to go with an Android.
Yeah, the thing is now.
But I did that switch and I didn't feel it any different.
I prefer Apple now, just because I have a MacBook, and it's easier to connect and connectivity. So if I had like a Samsung laptop. Then like, it'd be harder to like adapt to both systems.
But then you'd have a Samsung.
Oh, fun.
Top and a Samsung.
Fun fact.
Yeah, then that, but like, then you have to buy it, and then
fun fact,
there's
the
whole fun debacle.
Apple is named the most innovative company in the world.
That's debatable.
From six days ago. By a group called the Fast Company.
Yeah, but
which apparently.
How trustable is that?
I don't know. I'm gonna do. Hold on.
I've heard them before. I think the Fast Company.
They're a monthly American business magazine.
Forbes rates Tesla as second most innovative company.
What's
Tesla's? Yeah. Okay. Elon Musk and SpaceX. Launching of the Tesla.
Musk.
Before
Pizza
we
Gate,
go
whatever.
Down that hole, let's talk about. You know how the new S9 was just released? There was absolutely no drama for the conference. But if the iPhone 9 was released, there'd be massive boards and
drama.
People
talking
about
it. Because we're in a hall in Korea.
Samsung doesn't release their phones in Korea. They do it in Barcelona, I think.
Yeah, I know. They do it at the Mobile World Congress. But there was big hype as well, probably in its home country.
But I think is important to realize is that Samsung does it at a more public event. Apple does it at a more exclusive event.
I think the conference hall is bigger than the one Samsung used, I think.
That's the power of the money.
Samsung is with other companies as well. At the end,
but I think the fact that they released it at a public event draws less attention because it's in the public. Like, if you're doing something in the public, people tend to recognize you less than if you're doing it in private, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's not really private because live streams and everything.
That's not
private. Yeah, but the point is Apple does it privately. Like, they don't invite... It isn't at a public forum. Like,
it's live stream, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they don't have... It's not at a place where other companies are also. They do it on their own campus in their own theater with invited guests specifically only, you know.
Well, that's also because
it draws more attention.
The Android family, let's say.
Okay. I can see benefits to both. Honestly, I can see benefits to both. And I guess as a consumer, the fact that... Maybe iOS, Android, and Apple, I guess, versus Samsung, or the Android family, is that they kind of push each other to be better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, one will sort of release one feature, and then the other will do the same feature, but do it better, so then you have to choose.
That's good in a way, though.
Yeah, and exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's good, because for the consumer, at least, we get this this competition between the companies, and then they have to strive to make the best product possible for the consumer so that they can get my money, basically.
Yeah, and also, did you hear about how, was it iPhone 10 that they stopped selling in China, was it? Because they didn't have much sales, and there was quite a bit of outrage because they couldn't find the same, the same phones that would work with the same speed and everything at a lower price.
I didn't hear about that, but I heard that I know that the iPhone 10 at least basically they're cutting down on how many phones they're making because the sale wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Basically there wasn't enough sale. But I didn't hear anything about Kev, you were saying that they stopped selling in China completely.
No, I think just low rates of sale.
Because if they had stopped selling in China, the stock market would probably crash.
I don't think Apple stopped selling in China.
No, Apple stock would have been crashing if they had. So that's
kind of your sources. Kind of, what the
hell? It's not sources. I just
you
said
and
it
your
wrong.
BMW. First, you calling BMW a Volkswagen subsidiary, and now this.
It's the night, right? I'm sleepy.
Sales fell in China, but that's different. And that was back in May, so.
Apple has been falling in China for a while now.
Yeah. Is Apple falling everywhere?
Not everywhere.
No, they're not everywhere. I think they grew in the US a little bit.
Yeah. Because iPhone 10 craze.
I mean, it's a good phone, to be honest.
How is it different, though?
It's so expensive.
Expense, that's a bit over the top. But, a lot over the top. Very much over the top. I'm not paying $1,000. I can get a full MacBook Air 13-inch.
Yeah. Why do they sell their laptop for the same price as their phone? What the hell?
That's a bit of a...
No, because they know people will buy it.
People did buy it because they made...
Not that many, though. Not as much as they expected.
Not as much as they expected, but they still made a profit out of it. They made more money than they had expected out of it. They made more profit for, I think, quarter
reports
four of 2017. Yeah, for the quarter reports than they did the previous quarter because of the fact that the phone was so expensive and because...
Yeah.
But I mean, what's the difference between like 8 and X?
The 10 has basically no bezels, no side things.
That's like... You know,
it has the vertical camera, which allows for. Well, let me explain it then to him and anybody
else.
I
can Google it. I'm just saying it for a talk.
It's too much effort to Google. Anyways, no, but so basically, it has the no bezels. It has facial recognition. It has
bigger screen.
Bigger screen with basically no. It's the full slab of glass on the front. It has. It weighs slightly more, I think. Yeah, a couple of dozen grams more or something. But it also has no home button. It has the Animoji stuff.
Sorry? Does it have a fingerprint sensor?
No.
No.
Oof.
It has Face ID.
That's Apple style now.
Touch ID.
No. Plug it in.
Face ID? What?
What are you on about?
What do you call it?
Headphone jack.
Oh, that.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have the headphone jack either. Okay. When they, I think it was the iPhone 7 when they first removed
it.
So
sad, honestly.
I have that. Thank you very much.
I know, but people weren't so. People went sort of.
They didn't like it.
Why would you ever?
Everyone
do that?
Hated it.
They didn't like it, but yeah, but now people don't care.
Yeah, anymore. Literally, it has never made a difference for me in the years that I've had it. Just once I got annoyed because I wanted to I needed to charge it, listen to music at the same time, but then I was at home, so I could just blast the music. So it was like it has never made a difference. It actually looks nicer.
And what's funny is that the Google Pixel phones this year, or last year more like,
I know,
came out without a headphone jack.
Yeah,
it's a strength. Android manufacturers.
Also, it's like makes it easier to be waterproof, doesn't it?
No, because not necessarily, because
it's still waterproof.
Yeah, because Samsung's phones are IP68, I believe. Which is one more than Apple's phones are, but they have headphone jacks. So
So
waterproofing reminds me of what I was saying back about Sony and how they released things. They bought waterproofing out apparently first to the market.
They patented
waterproof phones. Not necessarily. Just because you patent it doesn't mean you bring it out first.
Yeah,
but they bought it out first to the market, but nobody really bought on, I guess. And then when the other companies bring it out, everyone's like, "Oh, good, this phone is waterproof." Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well.
And I guess that should round it up then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, people of the internet.
Yes, thank you, people of the internet.
Watching. If anyone watches this, I'd be already surprised, but.
More like listen, because
No one's...
people talking to them. No one's gonna watch us. Watch the little sound wave move up and down. You know,
is anyone gonna listen to
sound waves?
Probably not. If you are listening, thank you very
and
much.
And I suggest you play at double speed.
Go sub me on.
Oh, come on! No, they should listen to. They should listen to us.
0.5 speed.
That's even
sub
worse.
Sub me on Instagram.
They should listen to us at normal speed. No.
Zosie underscore.
You have to. No,
just
stop,
talk
stop.
Over him so he can't plug his Instagram.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so thank you, people of the internet and society in general, for listening. We'll see you soon, I guess.
Maybe in
Zosie
a week.
Out.
Maybe in a month.
Bye, Zosie.
In a month?
Month?
I said maybe in a week, maybe in a month.
I said a month.
Maybe in a day.
A week
actually.
Sounds.
Week
tomorrow,
sounds...
I doubt it. A week sounds normal.
Yeah.
A month sounds extended if you went on vacation.
And if you do
maths
well, that means there'd be 12 podcasts per month.
Wow. I am mindless.
Sorry, I said per
month. My brain just went poof.
Wait, I didn't hear it. What?
There'd be 12 podcasts per year.
What? Per month, you mean?
No, per year.
No.
If you did one podcast per month.
Yeah, that's basic math.
Mind blown. I cannot handle the amount of math skills that you have.
Yeah, let's end this with an interesting fact. It is nearly impossible to swallow something without blinking.
Is that an actual fact?
I don't know. Try it.
Okay, swallowing.
What are you swallowing?
No, like, just swallow, like, you know, make the
drugs.
Swallowing motion.
Oh, I can't say that.
I just did, and I didn't blink. Kenneth, you have to find better facts.
I just made it
a fact. That's not a fact, then. Oh, my goodness, child.
Guys, did you guys hear what I said?
Yes.
No. Okay, don't repeat it. My mom, before I made this podcast, was like, don't say anything that can be used against you in the future.
Yeah, that's a very good
idea.
Yeah,
your future job is going to be like, so, Zosie, what was this about you?
But they do, you know, they do background checks on you. I mean, if they find this thing and they're like, oh,
yeah, but
goodness.
I feel like after half an hour, they'd get really bored and just leave.
not necessarily. It depends. Hold on. Okay, Kenneth, you have to find better actual facts. According to thefactside.com, fun fact, banging your head against the wall burns 150 calories an hour. Fun fact.
Did you know that left-handed people are more likely to throw a ball with their left hand than their right hand?
I literally do not know what to say. That is the most beautiful fact I've ever heard. You guys know
heart attacks are more likely to happen on a Monday? And what day is it today?
Tuesday.
Monday.
Kiddo?
Monday.
Kiddo. I need proper sights, don't you think? I can't even tell my days.
It's... Okay, goodbye,
well,
people.
Well, thank you, people. Zosie is out.
Goodbye, Zosie.
Goodbye, Zosie.
Goodbye, people of the internet. Thank you for listening. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Say bye.